from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
Durant. To Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double tees. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the floor. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point!
He's a bad boy! Night!
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
Noah Eagle, NBC, on the call of that one. USA capturing the gold medal. Bron, Katie, Steph leading the younger players to the gold, beating Wemby and the French team in Paris, and getting another gold medal for Team USA. Bigger day for Steph or Noah Eagle?
Ooh, that's a good question. I got to go Steph.
Yeah, I think it's an easy answer, but Noah was, Eagle, man.
People were talking about Noah Eagle out of this.
Yes, they were.
And the NBC is going to have the NBA in the very near distant future. He will be, I believe, their lead guy, him and Tirico, probably.
Tirico's going to be the lead. He's okay. Still the play-by-play man for the Clippers.
He is.
So I know his dad is the Nets, but his dad does a ton of national games.
Yeah.
So they'll probably still do that because you never want to lose the local gig.
Right.
But you still get to do all the national stuff on the Peacock Network or whatever.
You're guaranteed to get 70 checks a year. It's a good deal. You're not walking away from that. Let me fill in a little bit here with national
games.
Dude's
like 26. He's making so much money.
Just calling the Olympics. You know, no big deal. Man. Steph Curry is game winner. That was it was an awesome game, and I am still trying to figure out how that shot went in. I don't know. I can't compute it. It doesn't make sense. When he shot it, I remember thinking, what are you doing?
Really? Like that was your thought?
A chucked up three. With
he had
like
three
to,
before
just,
that.
Ah, even. Yeah, I mean, look, he is Steph Curry. He knows what he's doing, and he was cooking, and they went night-night after that shot. But when he shot that, I don't know how that went in.
So man. I was at my wife's parents' house, my in-laws, and they were having, like, for her dad, a family, kind of mini-family reunion. So there was a ton of people at this house. And, you know, there's some language barriers from time to time. Yeah. I don't know everybody's name, and I'm just like, the Olympics is on at 12:30. This is perfect. I put it on the big screen.
I'm going to go sit over here. I'm over here. You're over there.
And so me and my brother-in-laws and, like, the rest of the family ended up kind of coming over and watching, but we're watching this thing, and, dude, we're gripping our couches. We're like, they're really going to lose. They started choking away their lead.
They did.
France gets it within like one basket. I'm like, they cannot lose this game. I'm going to be devastated if they lose this game. And he hits a three. And you're like, okay, we needed that.
Curry will be all right.
Then he hits another three. Oh, my God. Then he hits another three. Oh. And when he shot that, dude, I'm telling you, everybody in there was like ready to explode. Goes it. Oh, we went nuts. Everybody was screaming in the house. We could not believe he hit that shot.
It was like just the ultimate Curry confidence bucket.
It was the NBA like, jam. He's yes, on fire.
Just, what the hell, man? I just made a couple. I might as well throw another one up, man. Even though there's three guys around me. This game also included one of the craziest sports photos that I have ever seen. Now, I can't remember which one of the Curry threes that it was.
Oh, you talking about the Wimby?
But there's a picture out there, if you haven't seen it, go look it up, of Wimby trying to block his shot, jumping, and he's like 6 feet off the ground.
Yep.
So, in essence, he's like 18 feet above the ground because he's like 9 feet tall. He's a freak. And somehow Curry shot it over him. But just the still image of him jumping and trying to block the shot with Curry and his height and Wimby and his height it blew my mind. That's one of the coolest sports photos I've ever seen.
That, for me, I talked on Friday, and I probably offended some people out there, and I'm sorry for that, but I was just being very honest about patriotism. That, for me, Sunday was easily the best gold medal or even just basketball Olympics moment of my life.
Mm.
You can certainly point to the Dream Team and say, Magic, Larry, Mike, all the team. Yeah, that's
First time it ever happened.
That's cool. I get it. Pros are back in the Olympics. The international game was nowhere near what it is now. That was the best moment. And that's probably a top five moment of basketball in general. You can throw NBA in there, college basketball. Had they lost that, they're the only country not allowed to lose.
No, and some people will even criticize because they only won by 9 points.
Well, it's sure.
Not a wide enough margin.
I got into a back
and forth.
They
should win by 40.
Yeah, I got into a back and forth with somebody who's like, Serbia only has 7 million people. We have 350 million. I said, what's your point? Like, we should be winning by more.
Right. Blow them out.
I said, well, what about China? Where was China on us? Oh, that's your response? I'm like, that's literally what your argument is.
Why
population.
Isn't India dominant at basketball?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, you could make whatever that argument is. I don't know. But they're never allowed to lose. They lost one time in 04. They got the bronze. They were all a bunch of bums. You should go read about LeBron and how much he dislikes Larry Brown, by the way. Larry Brown never played Braun in those Olympics. Didn't think he was ready or he'd earned it. And they got embarrassed. And so they redeemed it. No way. They win in 12. They win in 16. They capture it in Tokyo. And this is the year they're led by all the old fogies.
All the old guys.
Oh, what are we doing? We should be turning the keys over to the young group. I don't know about you, man, but had they not had those old fogies, I don't know where they place. I don't even know if they win the bronze medal with that team. And so it was just really cool to watch Steph, Katie, Bron all get to play together. Steph gets his gold medal finally. He gets his roses. Man, he scored 60 points in the last two games on 26 shots.
That's pretty good.
That's Dame Lillard nugget stuff. We talk all-time efficiencies. Yeah. That is insanity. And he saved him with the four threes. Bron saved him in Serbia. KD had some big moments in the Serbia game. Like, That was a really fun Olympics run because the international pool is deep with talent, and watching them get through Serbia in the comeback and then Wimby in Paris, that was special. And that Steph performance in the fourth, that's top five basketball moments of my life. I will always remember where I was watching that, how I felt watching that, and how it made me feel watching that.
Yeah, I'm not going to go quite that far, but I'm also not as big of a basketball guy as you. I don't have very many memories of gold medal games, to be honest with you, over the years. Like the
08 Spain 08 game is probably the top before that.
Because of the Redeem Team, and they had lost, and there was, you know, Kobe was running through Pau Gasol, and the documentary probably helps that I watched, but that kind of made you remember some of the stuff. I couldn't tell you who they played in 12 in the gold medal game. I couldn't tell you who they played in 16 in the gold medal game. And I do know the last two have come against France. But I do think it's highlighting something that some people will lose the plot of this conversation. But it's very exciting for the future of international basketball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So getting away from this dumb debate about 92 versus this team, or should you be winning by more? You should be more dominant. Why did you only beat South Sudan by 1 point? Like, we get down all these stupid rabbit holes that have no basis, and they're just pointless conversations.
Sure.
The exciting thing for me is that I genuinely do feel like the rest of the world has caught up, and these are going to be awesome tournaments for years to come.
Yeah.
Because in this Olympics, you highlighted, you had Durant, James, and Curry lead the way. All three of them probably playing on their last Olympics team. Two of them, LeBron definitely. He's not going to play when he's 44.
Oh, I think this is it. I think they've all kind of said away. This is it.
So you had this, like, final, you know, gold medal opportunity. Durant has been an all-time player. LeBron has been an incredible international player. Curry showing up in the biggest moments. These three amigos who are nearing the end of their careers winning one more gold medal. When the rest of the world has caught up, Serbia maybe has the best player on the planet right now, and they damn near beat you because of it.
Yep.
France has an alien
the
center,
best player
the future
in the
of basketball, yep. Who, if he stays healthy, nobody will be able to stop, guard, or do anything with.
Right.
So I just, and then you have this young crop of United States players that will come up and have to kind of take the torch on their own in 4 years. It left me really excited because we can all romanticize 92 and the Dream Team and all these guys are together and this collection of players, and I get it, man. You were losing with college players. The pro players came in. Mm-hmm. I imagine that was incredible to watch as a basketball fan. They also won every game by 70 points. Like, yeah. At some point, it's not entertaining. You're just like, hey, look at that. They're up by 60 in the second quarter. This is cool. You dominated everybody.
You weren't surprised by the greatness
not at
that
all.
You saw with 92.
And there was no intrigue in the games other than just seeing the best players play on the same team. It was like watching an all-star team. Now it's actually compelling. That was a really good gold medal game on Saturday. France had knockoff Ben Wallace. It's like dunking on people.
Dude.
I don't know who that guy was, but get him an NBA contract. Batum going. Like, that was a really funny. I'm not going to put it in like top five basketball moments, but Curry getting hot, then winning the gold. I had a ton of fun watching that on Saturday.
Yabusele dunking on LeBron on the block charge.
It was a charge.
No, that was definitely
a charge.
Block.
That
LeBron
dude is going to have that memory for the rest of his life. He dunked on LeBron in a gold medal game in his home country, in France.
Home cooking.
Golliver's been over there. He just flew back, but Golliver's been over there for the entire Olympics. He's the next day. Do you know what the front page of the Olympic?
It was that picture.
It was him dunking on
as
Ron.
It should be.
As
dude.
It should.
This
be.
Is propaganda against our man, and it will not stand.
Hey, I don't know what LeBron burned the tape of Jordan Crawford dunking on him in a high school thing once, and he gets a lot of crap for that, and he should. I hope LeBron has grown in the sense of if that dude ever saw Bron and photo. Get LeBron to sign it. That'd be really classy.
I mean, he's 40 years old. Like, at this point, if you're LeBron, he's still an incredible player and was key for them in this Olympics. That was an awesome highlight.
That dude was pissing me off. He was so he's built like a brick house and he couldn't be stopped.
Where
I'm
did
like,
he come from? Who is that guy?
Yabusele.
I hated his socks, man. He looked like he should be the worst player on the court, but he was like the second or third best on the French team.
Is this it for us? Have we lost our dominance now as we go forward to 28 because Steph, KD, and Braun probably not going to be on. Actually, I'll just venture to say not going to be on that team. A little more carryover with this of just where Team USA is going. We'll get into the quarterback stuff. Great rookie debuts from the whole crop of guys in the draft. We'll talk about Bo Nix and company at the top of the hour. Durton Sprague back with more 647 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.